Hello, my name is Tiffany Shaw. I was born in Calgary, in Mokensis, and raised in Amiskwichi, Waskahegan in Edmonton. And my family comes from Fort McMurray, we're Métis. My mother, Brenda Fearon, and my grandmother, Elizabeth King, were born in Fort McMurray. And my great-grandmother, Maggie Pollan, was born in Fort Mackay. And a few generations behind, also in Fort Mackay, all the way to the Red River. I worked on this artwork with my grandmother, Elizabeth King, and we discussed the best way to work on this artwork was to honor her mother, my great-grandmother, Maggie Pollan, because she was a local moccasin maker in Fort McMurray for many, many years. And these mukluks, they were gifted to me by my uncle this past Christmas of December 2024. He had these made by my great-grandmother shortly after the time of his wedding. We think they were made in 1983 or 1984, the time when he purchased his house with his wife, my Auntie Cheryl. And the mukluks are embroidered, which is unique. My great-grandmother also beaded, and recently I heard she used fish scales as well. But my grandmother has always communicated that while my great-grandmother never read, or wrote anything, she could always, once she looks at something, she could always make something with her eyes or in her hands very quickly. And so we wanted to honor this history that we're so proud of with this work. This work was made very close to the Jubilee Plaza, where my family grew up by the Snai, and for many, many years, of which the land is still uninhabited. It is not, it's been cleared. The buildings are no longer there. The structures that my family grew up in the houses are not there, but the land is empty and it's very close to this location. So please enjoy this conversation with my grandmother that we had very recently. Thank you.
Can you tell me, Grandma, what these mukluks are or where they came from?
Granny made them?
Yeah, your mom.
Yeah.
Maggie. Do you call her Maggie or Margaret?
Maggie. Maggie Pollan. She was always called Maggie, even though her name is Margaret, but it's always Maggie.
Right.
Everybody knows her as Maggie.
And
she makes an awful lot. And you know that the queen has
a pair of her.
Yeah.
How did she get the queen to get her moccasins?
RCMP in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
Got her to make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they send it to.
Oh, because you
palace.
Got a letter
yeah.
thanking you for them or something.
Yeah.
Or she got the letter.
Yeah, she got it was delivered by the RCMP
oh,
to her wow. house.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very special.
Yeah, very special.
Well, which...
It was slippers that she...
The moccasins.
Yeah.
And did she bead them probably then?
Hey?
She probably beaded those then, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would have.
That's pretty special.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I like about these ones is that they're embroidered, because most of the ones you've always showed me are beaded.
Yeah.
And they're really, actually, they match really well.
Yeah. And they wore it quite a bit.
Yeah. Like yeah, I think so.
Yeah. When they first got it, they wore it a lot.
When my uncle told me two rules, because he gave these to me for Christmas, and he gave the other ones to Crystal. Like, I have Uncle Dale's, and Crystal has aunties.
Yeah.
He said not to wear them in the wet snow and not on concrete.
No. Yeah. And just, like, they used to have rubbers. They put over.
Oh, okay. To protect them.
Yeah. To protect them, like when they wear moccasins, the same thing.
Okay.
They would, Grandpa would always have
a pair.
Yeah, pairs.
Yeah.
That would, you slide just like, I don't know what they're called, runners, but except they're just like
the lashes or something.
Yeah, they're slow, you know?
Yeah.
They're just fitting down.
You said that Granny never read. But you said she could do anything she wanted.
Yeah,
as soon as she
just looks at a picture, and then she can just do it.
She can like embroider it or sew it or
no.
That's crazy.
No, she never does. No, she never read, write, or anything that she just look. And same point, she used to make clothes, same thing.
Really?
She'd make the pattern herself.
Yeah.
And
really?
Yeah, and all our clothes was knitted, like our sweaters, a toque.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Scarves, mitts, socks, everything is all knitted.
Was she always just making things?
She just made things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then people would just come and get moccasins from her too, or?
Yeah, yeah, she would sell, like, you know, she sold a lot of mucklucks and moccasins, slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think what's nice about these mucklucks is that, like, all of these things were made really close to where the Jubilee building is. So I think that's kind of special in that way.
Yeah.
But, so these must be, like, 50 years old then.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Over, because...
Really?
She passed away 20 years ago.
Yeah, and then she made those a long time
way
before
that. Way before
then.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say these are probably close to 40 years old.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because how old is Jamie? Because you said around Jamie's age.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 43.
So she's 42.
Oh, she's just a year younger than me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at least 40 years old. Well, and I think these socks are kind of neat. Is this just like usual for these with mucklucks? Do you wear socks like these or... Or is this just a special thing?
Yeah, well, that's a special brand because I've never seen anybody ever wear
these.
Or make these, like,
do you
granny.
Think she made these?
Yes.
Of course she did, yeah.
Yes.
I love these socks.
She makes them all the time.
Okay.
She's for special people, like grandpa, you know, she made. Oh, I've got grandpa's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really special.
Yeah. And
so your dad's own socks? And
yeah.
That's
yeah,
nice.
When he passed away, I asked Granny if I can have it, and he said, sure.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wasn't surprised when I saw that, because I've never seen them before. I didn't know they had it.
But you just knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, I knew right away. It was great. Yeah.
Do you know, like, I noticed a lot of the mucklucks and the moccasins that you've shown me over the years, like, they're always, like, pink or something. Like,
yeah.
Or in a lot of the beads you gave me.
Yeah.
From the after the fire, when we went to Uncle Jules and you gave me all those beads, like, there's a lot of pink. Is that, like, their favorite color? Or?
Pink, yeah.
I guess for the rose, I suppose.
Yeah.
I also heard this, I don't know if this is true, but I heard it always has to be 5 petals for the rose. That's really important,
I
think.
I guess so.
I guess.
Yeah, I never ask her, but I guess so, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I like that part. When did you get these? Are these from?
When she passed away. Before she passed away, I should say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how you make those, eh?
I know, these little tufted balls. They're so cute.
Wow.
I like them.
Yeah.
They're sweet. But I like the colors of the pink and the green. I think they're just really pretty.
Yeah.